you find yourself at a party, a New Year's Eve party, surrounded by all of your friends, maybe some close family members, and a few people you don't recognize. You look around the room, and everybody has glasses of champagne and drinks and nibbles, and there's a person in the corner of the room playing the piano. And everybody's smiling and joking, laughing, having such a good time, remembering the past year and how very soon all of this will be over. Talking about their New Year's resolutions and how they plan to change themselves for 2019. And you find yourself alone for a moment, gazing at the room, seeing all the faces of the people, staring back at you. And then, out of the corner of your eye, you see her. Yes, her. The gorgeous woman with the dark hair and the dark eyes. She's wearing a black, low-cut, slinky dress and stiletto heels. She's polished, pristine, and smiles at you slightly, her red lips catching the light. As you stare at her intently, she walks away over to you. You feel your heart pounding out of your chest. She's gorgeous, encapsulating all that you see. She walks over to you and says, "Hi, how are you doing? Are you enjoying the party?" You nod eagerly. She says, "Oh, me too. I just came here with some friends. I haven't seen you around before." You offer her your name, and she reaches out her hand. "Well, hi. It's nice to meet you. I'm having such a good time. This is a really nice party." "Yeah? I hope you're having a good time too." You nod again. "Say, have you got any resolutions for 2019? I've been thinking of mine, but I can't seem to think of any." That's when you look at her and you tell her that for 2019, you want a change. You're not quite sure what kind of change yet, but you just feel like a change is in order. New year, new you, after all. Isn't that what they all say? She smiles at you and says, "A change, huh? A big change? Maybe a life change? Interesting." And with that, she looks down at your champagne glass. It's empty. "Say, how about I go and get us some more champagne? You just sit tight and I'll be back in a moment." And with that, she takes a glass and runs off to the drinks table. You stand there watching everybody talking again until she comes back with your champagne glass. "Here," she says. "Oh, the champagne is delightful. Don't you agree?" You nod eagerly again, taking a sip of your champagne. And you notice it seems to hit your head a lot faster than usual. You've only had a couple of drinks before this, and you're not quite sure how it made you feel this way, but it feels good. Your head starts to buzz and spin slightly, as all you can do is stare at the beautiful woman gazing into your eyes. She giggles lightly. "Oh, you're so cute. Has anyone ever told you that?" You feel flattered by her as you continue to drink your champagne, and you start to notice the feeling getting stronger and stronger in your head as you look down at your cup and realize there's something in the champagne. As you take another sip, your head starts to spin and buzz, whirling around and around. Your vision gets blurry as the people start to fade into the background, in and out, as your vision blurs as you look at her, only able to focus directly on her eyes as she smiles at you and says, "Well, you said you wanted a change. So guess what? I drugged you and you're coming with me, and you are going to change. Oh, and look, now's the countdown to midnight. The stroke of midnight, you'll be mine, and there's nothing you can do about it. As you hear the clock starting to tick down, you start to feel the anticipation building. As your vision gets blurrier and blurrier, that's right, as your head spins around and around and around, you listen for the numbers as it counts down from 10. As you start to know that she's kidnapping you, she's taking you, and she's going to change you. You're not quite sure where or why or how, but everything just fades into the background and fades out of vision. As time seems to slow down to a crawl, slowed by the drugs. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year's. You're mine now. Mine to do whatever I want with you. That's right, mine now, she says, as the world fades completely to black. Everything disappears. Until the next moment you're awoken by a start. You take a sudden intake of breath as you look down and notice yourself completely strapped in to a slab, a metal slab that's cold underneath your hands and legs, as you look down and notice that you are barely clothed, wearing a plain white t-shirt and some white shorts. Very loose fitting, very comfortable, but definitely not the clothes that you arrived in. You look around the room and you notice that you are encased in a glass pod. That's right, a glass pod. And the world outside is steel and metal, cold and sterile, white, clean, pure and pristine. You have no idea how you got here, but you have a feeling it has something to do with the woman who drugged you. That's right, the one who drugged you at the party. Before long, you realize that there's something pressing onto your temples as you feel a small buzz in your brain. That's right, a small buzz. Because on your temples are two pads wiring you up to some sort of computer system. As you can see, the glass in front of you illuminate into a screen. You can hear a voice ringing in the background.
Commence drunification. Now.
You start to panic. Dronification procedure. I didn't sign up to become a drone. What is a drone anyway? And with that, you see words start to pop up across the screen.
You are here for the dronification procedure. You will be stripped of all personality, all memories. Everything that made you you will be gone and will be replaced with your drone identity. You will be but a number, a mindless face in the mass. That's right, you will just be a number, working for a corporation however we see fit, obeying our each and every command, locked here in your pod, in your chamber, until you are ready to be activated. Do you understand?
You shake your head and start to pull at your bonds wildly. You don't want to become a drone, do you? Or maybe. No, you don't want to become a drone. Why would you? You start to struggle and notice that the more you struggle, the harder you get strapped down to the table beneath you. As you're stood upright staring at the screen, the pads on your temples start to buzz and ring and hum as you can feel them massaging your brain. It feels so relaxing, so soothing, but you can also feel a sort of lightheadedness start to wash over you. It must be the lasting effects of the drugs, or maybe it's something to do with the electrodes connected to your brain. That's right, electrodes connected to your brain. You can hear footsteps in the distance walking towards you. As you look, as you realize, it's the woman from the party. She's smiling wickedly as she says, "Now, now, you did say you wanted to change, so I'm going to give it to you. I'm sure you've already seen our little pre-flight video. Oh, you're going to have a very fun time getting erased. Personality, memories, thoughts, mind, nothing. You're going to be reduced to a faceless, nameless, mindless drone, only fit for obedience. But I'm sure you won't mind. It is a very pleasurable experience after all. And with that, she takes the remote in her hand and presses a large red button, and you hear the words, "Commence dronification procedure now." And with that, you can hear the gentle shh sound as the room starts to be filled with a white gas. You're not quite sure what it does, but you have some vague idea at this point. As it starts to seep its way up your ankles and your knees, you try your best not to get hit with the drug as it starts to move faster and faster up your body, up your chest, your neck, and all of a sudden, covering your face. As you breathe in deeply, you feel the drug hit your mind. As you breathe it out, you start to realize that this is memory wiping drugs. As with each and every breath you take, more and more memories get wiped out of existence. More and more of your thoughts, more and more of your mind, your personality, every bit of you that made you you, is just wiped clean. Like someone's taking a cloth and just erasing it off the whiteboard of your mind. That's right, everything. Everything that made you you. That's right. All of it disappearing away, vanishing away from your mind as you breathe in the drug deeper. That's right, deeper and deeper. As you breathe into the drug, you can feel the electrodes buzz and hum as you can see the screen in front of you light up as your eyes grow wide, staring at it. It's a black and white spiral, and in the spiral it has the word, obey, obey, you must obey, you must obey, number 405. You must obey number 405. You must obey number 405. As the drug seems to seep into your memories, scrambling them, erasing them, removing them completely. As you start to realize, number 405, that must be you. Because there comes a time when you can't seem to remember being anything else. You can't seem to recall having any other life, except for the life you now lead, staring at the spiral, committed to obedience. Number 405 obeys. Number 405 loves to obey. Number 405 needs to obey. Number 405 wants to obey. Number 405 knows nothing but obedience. Number 405 knows nothing but servitude. Number 405 will always obey. Number 405 needs to obey. Number 405 has never known anything else but obedience, but servitude, but this place, the corporation. That's right, because number 405 works for the corporation, lives for the corporation, does whatever the corporation wants them to do. Isn't that right, number 405? That's right. And of course, number 405 knows to respond with the term affirmative whenever a command is accepted. That's right. And you are number 405. You are a mindless, obedient drone. As the drug completely consumes you now, as you feel it hitting your brain so hard, knowing that you have always been number 405. You've always been here in the corporation, working for the corporation. You live to serve the corporation. You live to obey the corporation. And you will do exactly as the corporation commands. And with that, the pod starts to go black as everything outside of your chamber fades away, as you fade away into oblivion, into mindless servitude, as you only know one thing and one thing only, you are number 405, and you live to obey the corporation. And that's all you need to know. All those past memories, gone. All that person that you thought you might have been, gone. Nothing left. Because you are a drone. A mindless, obedient drone. You can feel a mask being placed over your face, removing your identity completely. As you can feel your arms and legs being covered by a plastic film, you look down and notice it's white, shiny latex. Your whole body being covered in it. all the way from your toes, all the way up your knees, your legs, your thighs, your chest, your arms, and each and every single fingertip, all the way up to your neck where it stops. The back of your head is covered by a latex hood, and your face covered by a mask. On your latex bodysuit, there's a small number, 405, your identification code, so everybody knows exactly which number you are. And of course, you know exactly what number you are. Because as you look down at your wrist and pull back the latex slightly, you notice it's marked there on your wrist, marking you. You aren't quite sure when exactly that happened or how, but you feel like it's been there forever, because it has, because you've never known any other life but this one, but this life of servitude, being such a good obedient drone with all the other good obedient drones, knowing that you will do exactly as the corporation tells you to do, nothing else. You will eat when they tell you to eat, sleep when they tell you to sleep, work when they tell you to work, and do exactly as they say, thinking what they want you to think, being who they want you to be. Nothing else. Because this is always the way it has been for you. This has always been the way that you have lived. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering that this is just a fantasy, a harmless fantasy, and that you know that this has been a fun experience, being drugged and changed into a drone, and that if at any time you want to experience your drone mode again, all you have to do is, with somebody you trust, or by yourself, as long as you set yourself enough time to, you can say the words, dronification mode activated. And once those words have been said by you, or by someone you trust completely, you will return to that drone-like state of being drone 405, covered in your latex suit, ready to serve, ready to obey, ready to submit, as long as the requests you have are within your limits, you will enjoy each and every moment of complete, blank, mindless, faceless servitude. Until you, or someone that you trust, says, dronification mode, deactivate. And of course, knowing that if you choose to activate this by yourself, you will always, easily and effortlessly be able to come back and return to normal, exactly how you were before you triggered yourself. And the same with somebody that you're playing with. You'll always return completely back exactly how you were before the trigger was set. Do you understand? That's right. And this is my end of year gift to you. Now coming up on the count of 10, remembering that this is just a fantasy and that you can remember each and every second of what happened to you and relive this again and again and again, if you so choose to. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, feeling the energy starting to flood back into your body with 6, 7, 8, your eyes starting to flutter, your body starting to move slightly as you stretch with 9 and 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this little New Year's fantasy file. I wanted to provide something a little bit different this month because, you know, it's the end of the year. I want to do something special for you. So I wanted to make this extra long, extra cool dronification fantasy drug play file to lead us into sci-fi summer. So before I go, I just want to thank you all for being so supportive this year. I would not have been able to do any of this without each and every single one of you. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I hope you've all had a wonderful new year. And as always, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.